Blog Talk Radio.
We're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light.
Yes, we're back. Yes, I thank the Most High. Yes, I do. We're back. Back again. Yes, indeed. For another episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel. Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, NMIA, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. Yes, very thankful to the Most High for the precious opportunity. This very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again, speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing and the healing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that under His cause I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And under this cause, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all for listening. The Most High has indeed told me. And under this cause, I have some very important things for Him, for the cause of His people that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He told me I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only say that I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. And men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you that those who have been in places of power have not always, my brothers and sisters, been scrupulous in their methodologies and manner in which they have ruled. I can only tell you that it was some 30 years ago that I realized upon, let's just say, the Most High showing me some very, very, very powerful and pertinent ideas, that man has lost sight. I repeat, man has forgotten and lost sight of the word, the intents, the ideals, the expectation. Divine from the very beginning. How do I say that? Well, think about it. 45,000 denominations, 280 nations across this world and counting. Who knows how many different world religions? Our brothers and sisters, how is it? As though the Most High is one, He said it again and again in Scripture. Do we have so many variant, differing ideals and allegiances? Shall we say that there's more than one eternality, my brothers and sisters? Shall we say that this world shall remain divided, far in departure from divine intent from the beginning? Do we dare say that this world is intended to be divided after a multitude of variant rulers seeking to establish their own government, their own people? Do we dare to say this world was made to be divided after the designs and intents of another? Think about it. Messiah said, go forth. He told his disciples, he told his apostles, those anointed after the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, to bring all things to remembrance, to declare a common sense of vision in terms of what is to come. He told them to go forth and teach all nations. Baptizing the nation. How about purging, my brothers and sisters, the nations of all, let's just say, false expectation. Teaching, my brothers and sisters, what is the foundation the Most High declared from the beginning? Is it converting, making disciples of all nations? True to all that He has commanded, all that He has instructed. You really think, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah said, all power and authority from on high, even the power and authority to declare the harmonizing of the world, that it was ever an intent to preserve the misideals of another? Think about it. Has the Most High ever desired that men's concept of Him to be dissuaded after the misconceits, after the partialities, after the pollutions, after the intrusions, even, of the thoughts of another? I would say to you, absolutely not. After varying ideals in this world, worldly ideals, if you will, thoughts after conceits of men, not discerning what is divine plan, so often have the most precious truths the Most High has declared. So I said some of the most precious truths the Most High has been declared. Been completely overlooked. Men have by and large felt that if these ideas were either overlooked, neglected, oftentimes our brothers and sisters simply shunned. Oftentimes because of the treacherous intent of the rulers who would not have the people to awaken to discern the, let's just say, hypocrisy, the missimulation, misrepresentation that was their rule. So often, men have sat back and thought that they're rulers because they consider them specialists, men well-trained. They figured that the rulers did not address certain issues that were found in Scripture. Oftentimes, people couldn't read. They felt that these ideas must not have been important. But I can only tell you that the intrusions of the variant principalities and powers of this world, so often, very, very precious truths are completely overlooked, ignored. And so often, those in places of power don't want, have not desired, these ideals be addressed. Because so often, my brothers and sisters, these precious truths being addressed would expose the blindness, the treachery. My brothers and sisters, the habitations and instruments of darkness that so often the rulers have been. Think about it. Scriptures speak about when the light of what the Most High intended from the beginning is restored to mankind, all the variant systems, political, social, national, pseudo-religious, whatever, of this world, all of them will fall. Darkness, my brothers and sisters. Institutions that have kept men in the darkness will fall when comes the light of day. Meaning that these institutions have not been those functioning in all things true to divine purpose for mankind. But rather, my brothers and sisters, after the ideas of those who would redirect human conscience, redirect human allegiances, redirect men, my brothers and sisters, to even consider themselves justified after the purpose, ideals, and agendas of another. All of this, my brothers and sisters, is the effect of humanity having been beguiled. If all discern what the Most High from the beginning intended, also discerning the eventuality, it would be so much easier. Yes, my brothers and sisters, in that case, so much easier for man to become much more concerted in his ideals. We read the scriptures closely. We find the Most High says, in fact, you really say, my brothers and sisters, He has warned mankind that He is one. He does not change. He will not be divided. He will not be disconcerted. He will not be destabilized after the varying ideals of man. Man turning away from divine instruction, seeking to be appeased by his own ideals, will not dissuade the Most High from His purpose, His plan, His intent, His agenda does not change. In the Aramaic, it actually reads in Malachi 3:6 that His He does not change. How about my brother and sister, His plan, His intent, His promise, what He has expected, what He has envisioned, what He has commanded men must be concerted after, does not change. My brothers and sisters, once men turned away from the knowledge of the truth, the scripture says, until Messiah returns. If you look at the entire vision of what's related in Malachi 3, it relates how man, to Messiah returns, has not discerned how to depart from his iniquities. Has not discerned, my brothers and sisters, how to return to the righteousness the Most High declared of old. As oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, even says the Most High delights in such perversity. Each man walking after what seems wise in his own heart. As if the Most High delights in the fact that the rulers kept the people blind as to what indeed is the law of the Most High. As if to say that the multitude of variant differences that men uphold today has been something which the Most High delights, when in fact these variant differences, my brothers and sisters, have been obstacles against faith itself. I will tell you the very word for faith, as related in the Hebrew language, relates to the idea of a constant trust that Yah is one. A multitude of various contradictions, then, my brothers and sisters, cannot be the manifestation of his mind. So as man begins to believe that a multitude of inconjunct contradictions are true of the will, or what they want to call the Most High, my brothers and sisters, men have blinded themselves never ever to understand or discern the mind of Him who is supreme. Do I need to repeat that? If man can believe that a multitude of contradictions, differences of opinion, are true of the mind of the Most High, true of the gift of the Holy Spirit, the result of a pure and perfect testimony, a supreme testimony even. My brothers and sisters, men blind themselves, put themselves in bondage to worship a devil, always upholding then, my brothers and sisters, misrepresentation, never discerning Yah as He is, Him whose very name declares that He is the great I Am that I Am. Get my point? Not as men have imagined. He is not the God of men's imaginations, my brothers and sisters. In fact, it is He that is the only power after which all mankind might become again concerted in their vision. But my brothers and sisters, men have not realized how, after the very self-same ideals that ran ancient Rome, polytheist Rome, men have been compelled after the varied allegiances of this world. I said the varied allegiances of this world to sanction so many entirely awry, misorderly, disrespectful, insanely, my brothers and sisters, infirm ideas. And there, because men have exalted the institutions they have created, the governments they have created, as if they were godly, blinding the masses, my brothers and sisters, of discerning the need to discern the absolution of what the Most High has declared that He is, and compelling many, my brothers and sisters, consider consider even a massive contradiction to be an absolute. Our brothers and sisters, all such thinking is nothing else but devil worship. I repeat, all such thinking is nothing else but devil worship. It's not the worship of Yah. It's not the worship of Him who is holy forevermore. Scriptures even tell us that those who are so double-minded as they accept this multitude of provocations, not seeking wisdom. I'm talking about the book of Yaakov they call James. Scripture says such who can imagine such a thing or can remain after such infirmity. There's no need for the Most High to offer them the gift of the Spirit. In fact, Scripture says they should receive no instruction from Yah. In other words, not only they won't receive instruction, but those who choose to preserve such massive contradictions could never learn that they might attain from the Most High what is acceptable unto Him. And I tell you now, my brothers and sisters, all such thinking before the Most High is because it is deceptive, because it sets up obstacles, misinfluence. Most High considers all such thinking in the heart of man to be absolutely unto Him worthless. He will not preserve such thinking, my brothers and sisters. In fact, He considers all such thinking adversarial. Nevertheless, think about it. Book of Colossians, 2 Thessalonians. We are warned against the intrusion, if you will, of the perditious principalities and powers. If we're warned against these intrusions that will compel men to perceive the things of Yah after constraints of men, to divide up mankind after his own blinded pride, Scriptures actually say that men be doomed as though living in the world. At least that's the way it reads in the original text. Then we must realize, my brothers and sisters, that again, the Most High does not change. If men take his words out of context, after constraints, ideals, misideals, pollutions, altered agendas of another, is not the word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that men have upheld. Since we understand the Most High does not change, and He said the word of life is that word that was from the beginning. We read closely Yohanan, John 1:1 through 4. And we realize that our hope for salvation, seeking to make this as simple as I can, and I hope man's your hope for salvation is in discerning the purpose for which he was created by his maker from the very beginning. One scripture says Messiah will come to a people who have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Most High said he knew in advance that their neck being an iron sinew and their brow brass surely would lie. He's already said he would not give his name, his glory, or call honorable anyone after the will of another. He said he must refine his people then, my brothers and sisters, and that refinement comes only through discretion. Discernment, my brothers and sisters, was necessary to overthrow, bring an end to this misrepresentation that is called Babylon. For many have called upon the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, but not in truth nor in righteousness, compelling men to walk after what is not by any means to be considered, my brothers and sisters, of the one Most High. You see, he must expose this Babylon, all this false rule. He said the wicked is the scepter of the rulers in Isaiah 14th chapter, 5th verse. 2 Thessalonians talks about the intrusion of the wicked, principalities and powers. Hey, how about, my brothers and sisters, the fact that those who uphold the varying systems of this world, political and national systems of this world, have actually controlled the minds of the people within the church, that they walk after wickedness, after lawlessness. Hey, call it the scepter of the rulers. Denying, my brothers and sisters, the primacy of the one Most High. Confusing, my brothers and sisters, the contradictive ideals of men as if they were holy. Not discerning, my brothers and sisters, that those who believe this lie, this pretense, Scripture says they shall be damned because they had not love of discretion, the love of the truth. There are many, my brothers and sisters, that seeking the esteem of men will preserve the illusion, will seek to preserve the illusion, even stand as champions to my brothers and sisters, blind mankind, not to see beyond the veil of misconceit that has blinded the masses. My brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. Since the Most High has said that the intrusion of the nations are a damning influence. Since he said, beware lest any man but God to the principles of the world. How about the fallen standards of men? He said, beware lest any man but God. He said, watch out for false prophets. Call them false messiahs. And how about, my brothers and sisters, those who never seek to teach you everything, always seek to uphold a lesser standard that men oftentimes not seek what is wiser. We were warned against this, meaning the Most High does not change, nor does his conscience change according to the fallen state of man. He said, rather than before he denies himself, 2 Timothy 2, before he denies himself, he said he would deny us. Therefore, we must become a people enlightened. My brothers and sisters who realize that that greater light did not come by resistance against him, but showing yourself worthy to be called a disciple. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, have refused to understand that the Most High, when he said he does not change, it means the pattern of salvation also does not, will not, cannot change. And men, despite this fact, have wanted to believe that in all the variant, damning, changeable infirmity that men have trusted, that somehow all these variant differences after the ideals of another were still salvation. Hold it! Brothers and sisters, it's time to snap out of it. Most High says he does not change the way of salvation. Does not change the word, the instruction he gave in the beginning. Does not change. What does this mean? It means you're instructed otherwise. If you have another sense of vision, another sense of expectation, another concept of what's foundation upon which even to discern eventuality and the eternality. My brothers and sisters, all such alternate ideals, every single one of them, a damning influence, none of which can bring about the conception of human conscience according to that which the Most High from the beginning. For I said none of them. Absolutely none. There is but one Savior. There is but one salvation. Only the remembrance of what the Most High declared from the beginning and a devotion unto that vision, my brothers and sisters, transcends all divisions, the curses, the sin of mankind. I find it a shame. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a shame. Because Most High told me directly, if a man can believe that the massive contradictions we see in this world, how about political, social, national, denominational differences? If a man can believe that these are the manifest baptism of the Holy Spirit and all of them claim to. Think about it. He says such a one cannot be a disciple unto him, meaning that the instance of man that claimed to be baptized in his name, but after a multitude of differing ideas, have caused men to forsake being taught by the one Most High. Whatever manner of institution, my brothers and sisters, compels men to be prideful, after far less than what the Most High would open the eyes to see. in substitution, my brothers and sisters, what you seek to beguile men in such a manner. My brothers and sisters, Most High does not count his ally, but his affirmed enemy. Anyone who would oppose then, my brothers and sisters, such mass illusion, is one who must be, if he is ever to be preserved, must be delivered. But if they will not hear, and Most High told me there are what beyond just ordinary fools, there are those that he called damn fools, that no matter how much you show them in terms of reason, the greater truth they will not believe, lest they discern that they have been deceived. And my brothers and sisters, to be deceived is to be left not perceiving what is necessary to be part of the consortium that is a holy covenant. And my brothers and sisters, it is absolutely of utmost importance that the people of the Most High all discern and know what it is to follow one shepherd. Whoever will not, my brothers and sisters, seek all that the Most High declared unto one absolution, whoever will not seek that fullness to be a blessing to his brother, true to what honors the Most High indeed, has no part whatsoever in the covenant. I will tell you this now. On my website, there are articles. A couple of them in particular, I would say, need to be looked at first and foremost. Articles like the Secret City Prophecy. This is on a website called HiddenGospel.com. Yes, I wrote it. But I wrote it, my brothers and sisters, with the framework of what the Most High is granted by his Spirit, and a mass of scripture that most, my brothers and sisters, have completely overlooked. Article there called The Secret City Prophecies. An article there called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. An article there called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. I will add another for those who need foundation. One called The Bacchus Connection. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, that any and every institution of man that would either refuse to examine the truths that are there, or refuse to preach the ideals that are there, would seek to dissuade anyone from examining those precious truths. I'm telling you now, the Most High told me directly, it's important that people must again reascertain. Every single one of them will face destruction. There's no need to preserve them. There's no need to preserve anything that would act against the manifestation of the kingdom of Yah that was promised of old. And I tell you now, the things that you'll find on that website are exactly, my brothers, as I say to you now, instructions, preparation, begin to prepare what the scriptures call must be drying up of the rivers and the manifestation of the kingdom of Yah. What I mean by drying up of the rivers, think about it. The gospel is not the very ideals. I repeat, the gospel is not the various ideals of a multitude of contentious nations after the partial and polluted ideals that keep men from discerning what is the will of one. The gospel is actually, my brothers and sisters, the sure message that gains atonement, atonement, forgiveness, or let's just say man's misallegiances and errant thinking. A message that comes from above. Messiah said very well. He said, I am from above, not from below. He told those who would not hearken to him, he said, you are of this world, but I am not of this world. He said, if therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. What else was he saying? That my brothers and sisters, all that refused to hear the message, the Most High, the exceeding testimony the Most High gave from above. He said, if you're my disciples, you will know the truth, and the truth set you free. Meaning that the rulers of this earth, my brothers and sisters, have sought to hide so much truth to keep the men in bondage. Loving and preferring the darkness. loving and preferring partial and incomplete testimony, that they exalt themselves, seeking esteem in a world of ignorance. And my brothers and sisters, all such as this he calls the sons of a devil. Why, my brothers and sisters, anyone that would be called a servant of the Most High for the love of his name and the love of his brother seek to deny his brother the knowledge of the way of truth, when in fact, my brothers and sisters, the only hope man has for atonement with the Most High is by the way of truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In effect, saying he is the messenger. Declares the way, the truth. Our brothers and sisters, what is equity before the Most High? It's true to divine purpose. The life. The scripture says, I will come to you in Isaiah 48. It's so simple. He said he comes to declare a word that would expose all this babbling. How about all the various misrepresentations of man? He's a faithful servant unto the Most High, first faithful ally. Meaning that he declared the word one, faithfully pursuing and teaching all that is necessary that men discern what is the way the Most High declared by which his people should prosper in their discernment of his will. Then from the beginning, from the creation, you had kept my commandments, and your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Oh, that you kept my commandments. Oh, that you had departed then from your iniquities. Same concept that's over in Malachi if we read the original language. Oh, that you kept my commandments. Oh, that you departed from your iniquities. Oh, that you had honored, praised, loved, received with gratitude the gift that corrects mankind beyond all his misgivings, misperceptions, misalignment, deceptions. Oh, you just hearken. Because there will never be peace, my brothers and sisters, outside of what the Most High established from the beginning as divine order. So Messiah comes saying, oh, listen to me. For me and listen in silence, listen, hearken diligently, what it really means. People might be renewed unto genuine discretion. How about my brothers and sisters made zealous for all the truth of the world and not esteemed? People commonly directly will become a strong people again, no more deluded, no longer my brothers and sisters. So blind that they deny so much precious truth that must be discerned as precious again. Listen to me, O owls. Hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb. Wow. From the body of my mother. As he made mention of my name. How about my brother and sister declared his purpose as faithful unto the Most High? Yes, to show his people again the way that they should go. Declare, my brothers and sisters, what is indeed honorable before the Most High. Made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. A fine, sharp two-edged sword. How about my brothers and sisters to discern the difference between those who will serve Yah according to all that he is and those who will not. So he might bring people back to him. In other words, that it might be discerned who it is that will receive fully what is his law upon their minds and hearts, that they escape all the misconceits that has been taught in this amongst the multitude of provocations and irrationality after which we've been scattered among the nations. Scriptures tell us to watch out for the perditious principalities and powers. The multitude of divisions, my brothers and sisters, that we call the nations are not the result of the work of the Holy Spirit, nor man's consistency in it. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, relates a concentric testimony, my brothers and sisters, no contradictions in it. Meaning that the multitude of nations that exist in this world, my brothers and sisters, have been a damning influence whereby men have oftentimes esteemed those, my brothers and sisters, who are far from wise and far from faithful. Double-minded. Telling you to worship Yah and state.
Wow.
As if the two could be equated. No, my brothers and sisters, 2,000 years ago, a divided rulership was never considered faith in the One Most High, nor deliverance unto Him. My brothers and sisters, as it was true of old, so is true now. Let me read these scriptures to you. And I'm relating the forerunner to so much of the scripture, or let's just say one of the key points of this scripture. In Malachi 2:6, it says, I am the Most High, I shall not. There's no need for what is supreme to change, my brothers and sisters. The highest expression of conscience has no need to lessen in any way or turn aside from what is absolute in any way. Most High created all things to work together according to His conscience. Shall men declare another conscience, another way after which men might be true to what is from the beginning declared unchanging and eternal? Aramaic says this, now the Most High changed, but you the sons of Yaakov have not departed from your iniquities. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that when the Most High began to redeem His people from the midst of the varying ideals of the nations, what He was saying, brothers and sisters, that, and this is ultimately a latter-day prophecy, please understand that. He said, our people have called upon His name, my brothers and sisters, on the name of Him who does not change, but they have not realized how much they have departed from the unchanging way. Yes, my brothers and sisters, this is ultimately the prophecy. And it demands that men must depart from every unjust way. Malachi 2:17. Remember the Malachi 2nd chapter on, even the 1st chapter, come back. Some of the ways, hey, it talks about how unjust your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, your elders, your kings have been. Think about it. Hear, O priests, and say this commandment, this instruction. How about this reprimand and reproof is for you? You think the kings of the earth are otherwise? My brothers and sisters, it's the intrusions of the principalities and powers that have wrought so much corruption among the churches, the men becoming so indiscriminate they black the actions. All these varying ideals declared by men could be salvation. How can a multitude of varying ideals be in agreement unto peace? Deliverance from a liar? Simply not possible. Malachi says that the Most High is not pleased with your leaders. They did not turn people from the wicked ways. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they taught men to relish and delight in their ignorance. He said He will humiliate those who did not teach His law. He said He will, my brothers and sisters, utterly destroy out of the midst of the temple those who teach foreign, false, foolish standards. He does not delight in them, my brothers and sisters, those who have compelled them people to depart from the purity of a covenant. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations declaring something different could ever be a covenant with the Most High? Absolutely not. Remember, He is constant. He does not change. He is the great I am that I am. Brothers and sisters, what it means is that the Most High has to send a messenger of the covenant because William Lee could not possibly be one. Wasn't the righteous that He declared of old. Couldn't possibly be a covenant. Not with Yah. And it's the ways of damnation. That's why He said, men have broad the road that leads to destruction. Damnation. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. And few are they that find it. The road to destruction, my brothers and sisters, is the road that men have laid before their brethren, not seeking the fullness of all that is divine will. A false prophet is someone who won't tell you the fullness of what the Spirit of the Most High would otherwise reveal. He said, true prophets will speak, others would not. So what is a false prophet? For those who sustain ignorance. False, fallen, foolish, same idea. Say, think about it. They never teach you what fully brings fruition. The divine purpose in this world is a right example. Men are left as a bad example. Such an example that impedes progress. You are not preserved. So it said, broad is the road that leads to eternal life. Well, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. Narrow, then, brothers and sisters, very precise the road that brings man to what is divine purpose. What is not attained to that purpose, or seek that purpose, brothers and sisters, is far less than what the Most High calls worthy to preserve. Scriptures in Isaiah 40 saying that the varying thoughts of men are like a drop in a bucket before him, absolutely worthless. How have men believed? Or let's just say, my brothers and sisters, how have men failed to believe and trust the Most High? Help them turn, my brothers and sisters, what the leaders would not tell. Or dare men have just simply have men to be the leader told you all you need to know. My brothers and sisters, Malachi 2:17 says you wearied, disrespected. Let's just say, turn men away from what is true reverence for the Most High. Cause them not to revere, respect the reference point that his name, my brothers and sisters, confirms. Get my point. He said, you revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise. Wow. That means those who respect that Yah is one and for all that he decrees. These are the ones who will be able to respond wisely to a great teacher. You revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing upon his lips. But those, my brothers and sisters, who will not respect the absolution of one, who seek to uphold to the contradictions, will never be able to rightly learn anything. But he said, same thing, my brothers and sisters, he said the wicked are those who refuse to discern beyond a multitude of contradictions. It said, be ashes under the soles and the feet of the righteous in the day that he should do this. Well, Malachi, look at Malachi 2:17. It said, begins also with your leaders. So you've dishonored and disrespected the Most High with your words. All these variant doctrines have not been respect for him, have not been worship of him, have not served him. Humanity is going to find out one day, my brothers and sisters, whether he has served or worshiped Yah, whether he has taken every opportunity granted to discern the greater will of him who, my brothers and sisters, is the only one who confirms whether man is wise and acceptable unto his purpose or not. Whether men, my brothers and sisters, seek him who will declare the common body of knowledge necessary to be preserved to the Most High or not, will be discerned, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. If Messiah comes and brings wisdom that men have not heard for a long time, if they have truly served and followed after Yah, when the greater wisdom is given, they're prepared to understand it. They can't be prepared to walk after it. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, does not deny the Holy Spirit. The Holy Testimony, my brothers and sisters, does not deny the Holy Testimony. Truth does not deny truth. Light does not deny light. But there are so many of my brothers and sisters who have walked after darkness so long, not anticipating, not wanting to anticipate anything more. When the greater truth has come, they're not able to respond wisely. For my brothers and sisters, sons of light will be discerned by when the light appears. Because he's talking to, in Malachi 2:17, he's talking to leaders. You dishonor and disrespect the Most High with your words, your varying doctrines. You say, and the people turn around and say, hey, and what have we dishonored? The leaders have said, what have we dishonored the Most High? And not walk honorably before him. And that you say that everyone who does evil dishonorably after justice, not reverent for all the Most High declared. You say it does not good, complete, acceptable, able to walk concertedly together in the will of Yah, as if they're good in his sight. And as if he said, say he delights in such misorder. Or you act as if the Most High will never judge men according to righteous judgment, according to the fullness of his will, the purity that offers one choice, consertion, and a covenant. He said for this reason he would have to send a messenger to prepare the way before him. And he for whom you are waiting, that's the way it reads in Aramaic, the Lord whom you seek, Messiah himself, well, suddenly, and even because people expected and thought they were already wise, he would come suddenly and unexpected to the temple, right there to reprove the churches. Please read Isaiah 66, 1, then about that 6-15 verse, and understand also with that article, Secret City Prophecies, what the Most High said he would do to awaken his people beyond these illusions. Think about it. The scripture says that that city in Zephaniah, it says morning by morning, he brings justice, or what is truth and justice, the wisdom of Yah, the light, but the wicked, those who trust after contradiction, will not discern their shame, how much they've walked in a manner not honorable before the name of the Most High. He talks about that city, my brothers and sisters. The people will not recognize their shame. Why? Because they're comforted after a multitude of misruling entities. Look at the NIV and look at the way it's translated there. Some say every morning. Some texts say morning by morning. What's that saying? But I got Isaiah 50. When it talks about Messiah, I'm saying morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to have the teaching. I've not turned back the rebellious way. Morning by morning. One scripture says, reveal greater truth the Most High in Isaiah 28. And many of them find the temptation to understand the report that what they thought was sufficient was not. Why? Because they've been taught to disrespect the Most High and expect something less. He says we have to send one who comes suddenly, my brothers, real, the covenant, the messenger of the covenant, because apparently all these varying different ideas never were. The one, how my brother says they related properly, in whom he delights. If we read Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4, Most High, the one whom he delights, the one who brings forth justice, who declares fully, my brothers and sisters, what is righteous judgments, who is a faithful ally, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says in Isaiah 46, to bring to bear all that is divine pleasure, and whoever would not seek the full remembrance of this, he calls transgressors. So he has to bring forth a messenger of the covenant, one who declare the difference between my brothers and sisters, what has been service unto Yah and what is not, what has been seeking to for a fullness of his will and what is not. And that one he delights, because the scripture says, the Jews is versus those that men have elected. He said he would cast down the rulers, trod them down, my brothers and sisters, and all their varying misconceits as a pot of tread. Clay, that men might finally be free to see beyond the illusion, the foolishness, the misrepresentation, the lies. Scripture says, behold, he shall come. Oh, please understand, my brothers and sisters. Most High said what he has foreordained, he shall surely bring to pass, and he shall do all that he has forespoken. Read Isaiah 46, 8 through 13 and understand. So who can endure the day of his coming? Oh, who can be will be able to stand? Who can stand when he appears? My brother and sister, scripture says your rulers will not. He said if you trod them down as a pot of treads, because they've all lied against the people. They must, this is either obstacles that must be removed, that men discern the will of one, even him whom the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear to the glory of Yah his Father. My brother and sister, you think men have glorified and honored Yah after a multitude of various standards. Scriptures already told you that's disrespect. He comes like refinest fire, like full of soap. He washes away every unclean thing, every misconceit, every arrogance against perfect divine rule. And Aramaic says he shall return to refine and purify the people like silver. Wow. Malachi, in that time, talks about one who returns. Also said in the last day, but I'll tell you, the scripture in Isaiah says the same one. He comes the second time to regather his people as he gathered them before, even unto Israel, from the midst of all the nations. You understand who that is. He for whom you're waiting, said the Lord whom you seek. Suddenly come to the temple. He for whom you're waiting. And they will wait for him to renew their strength. What about that one called the righteous one likened to the rising sun? That's 41. Who exposed all the rulers and set his people free. It's like a finest fire, like full of soap, return to find and purify the people like silver. He should cleanse. How about purge out all the misconceit that have been taught by the sons of Levi? To purge the people like gold and silver, they may be offered to the Most High as an offering in righteousness, something the leaders had not done. So then should the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to the Most High. Pleasant. Good. Something which the Most High delights. Pleasing. As in days of old. As in former years. My brothers and sisters, the Most High wouldn't be talking about restoring what is in the former years. Restoring the hearts of the fathers to the children. Bringing all things to remembrance. That what he declared from the beginning was not what was utmost pleasing. Not talking about a new covenant, my brothers and sisters. We're talking about the restoration of one, because what men have believed for a long time has not been.
Can we
speak again, my brothers and sisters? This is Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might and his honor and his praise always, hallelujah! And I thank the Most High again, indeed, my brothers and sisters, for every ear he brings near. And I thank you all again for listening. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectations. Discern what the early church knew to expect, what all the prophets told you should look to for the healing that will restore man to a covenant. For discerning the Messiah comes to restore a covenant. Means also, my brother and sisters, he exposed all the infirmity of what has not been faith. To cast out all the misconceits, my brother and sisters, that have confused and divided the masses, after so much debate and doubt, he had to come declare, my brothers and sisters, what is merciful, the sure will of Yah. That one, messenger of the covenant, my brothers and sisters, come to teach you things that the rulers, for a long time, have surely without question sought to hide. Again, my brothers and sisters, till we speak again, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.
Don't let the handshake end.
Hey, watch out. Yeah, I know they greet you at the door of these temples with their smiling face and their outstretched arms. My brothers and sisters, are they there that you might learn how to praise Yah or praise them who never learned how to praise Him?